Chapter 3. Reconstructing the Acropolis. While it's impossible to identify all the individuals who participated in the reconstruction of the Acropolis, there are a few who are well known. Cimon, an Athenian statesman and general, who along with Themistocles was instrumental in building the Athenian navy, made significant efforts to re-embellish Athens, and he was specifically credited for the reconstruction of a section of the Acropolis wall. He has also been given credit for the construction of an entrance gate, a forerunner of the Propylaea, as it were. But ultimately, it is Pericles with whom the Acropolis, as it exists today, is primarily associated. Indeed, the latter part of the 5th century is sometimes called the Age of Pericles. Such was his influence on the political, social, and cultural landscape of Athens. During this time, Athens gained a near hegemonic presence in the Aegean, and it founded the Delian League, whose original purpose was to protect Greek city-states from further Persian harassment. Members of the League were given a choice of paying a tax or contributing ships to the joint Delian navy, and while most of these members elected to pay the tax functioned more as a form of tribute, especially when the Athenians soon began to exploit the League's treasury for their own ends. The Athenians even moved the treasury from the island of Delos to Athens itself, at which point the Delian League effectively became the Athenian Empire. Around 446 BCE, Athens, under Pericles, considered the ambitious project of replacing the temples of the Acropolis that were destroyed by the Persians. Plutarch states that this was the subject of a significant pan-Hellenic conference concerning Greek temples which the barbarians had burnt down. But of course, in this instance, Greek meant Athenian. It was a highly controversial proposal, because it intended to draw from the collective treasury, and it was for this very reason struck down. However, Athens ignored the wish of its fellow League members and began construction anyway, which was flagrantly offensive, particularly to the upper class and conservative elements of the Ionian states. It was principally these people who were responsible for contributing to the treasury of the Delian League, and not only was this money being spent for the sake of the Athenians, rather than for the sake of self-defense, but the temples on which it was being spent were hardly pan-Hellenic, even though Athena was recognized as an important goddess across Greece.